Chapter 8. On the Move. Expressions to Fuel. Your Portuguese Journeys. Welcome to a chapter that sets you in motion and explores the lively rhythms of Portuguese life. Here, we'll dive into the dynamic expressions that embody the spirit of movement and travel in Portugal. Whether you're leisurely strolling through a park or speeding down a highway, these phrases capture the essence of getting around in the Portuguese way. Join me as we uncover the rich vocabulary that reflects both the relaxation and urgency of Portuguese journeys. You'll discover how language can beautifully encapsulate every aspect of travel, from casual walks to fast-paced adventures. Get ready to enhance your language skills and embrace the vibrant expressions that will guide you through your Portuguese travels. Let's embark on this journey and let each new phrase be a stepping stone to your adventures.
Dar uma volta.
To take a walk or to go for a stroll.
Vamos dar uma volta pelo parque.
Let's take a walk in the park.
Laurear a pedido.
To stroll aimlessly or to be idle without much worry.
Vou laurear a pedido enquanto o tempo está bom.
I'll take a leisurely stroll while the weather is nice.
Laurear o queijo.
To stroll around or to kill time.
Ele saiu de casa para laurear o queijo.
He left the house to stroll around.
No laró.
Lounging around or not doing anything.
Ele passou todo o dia no laró sem fazer nada. Não sei como ele paga as contas.
He spent the whole day lounging around doing nothing. I don't know how he pays the bills. This expression is used to describe a situation where someone is doing nothing, leading an idle life or not working, often implying spending time leisurely or idly. It conveys the idea of being inactive or engaging in leisure activities instead of being productive.
Andar no laréu.
To wander around aimlessly or to laze around.
Hoje decidi apenas andar no laréu pela cidade.
Today I decided to just wander around the city.
Apanhar ar nas ventas.
To get some fresh air or to take a break outdoors.
Preciso de apanhar ar nas ventas para espairecer.
I need to get some fresh air to relax.
Andar de cu tremido.
Literal, to walk with a trembling butt. To drive around.
Ele gosta de andar de cu tremido.
He likes to drive around.
Arejar a cornadura.
To clear one's head, or to get some fresh air.
Vou dar uma volta para arejar a cornadura.
I'm going for a walk to clear my head.
Acelera.
Speedster.
O Pedro é conhecido entre os amigos como Acelera, porque anda sempre a alta velocidade.
Peter is known among his friends as a speedster, because he is always driving at high speed.
Meter prego a fundo.
To go full throttle.
Ele meteu prego a fundo na última corrida.
He went full throttle in the last race.
Na mecha.
Quickly or speedily.
Na estrada ele anda sempre na mecha.
On the road, he always moves quickly.
A abrir.
At full throttle.
Ele conduz sempre a abrir.
He always drives at full throttle.
Fogo no cu.
Literal fire in the ass. Someone with ants in their pants or someone in a rush.
Aquele condutor está com o fogo no cu. Está a ultrapassar todos na estrada.
That driver has fire in his ass. He's overtaking everyone on the road.
Speed.
Speed.
O carro passou na estrada com uma speed impressionante.
The car drove down the road at a very high speed.
Condutor de domingo.
Literal Sunday driver.
Está-se mesmo a ver que é um condutor de domingo, para estar a empatar o trânsito desta forma.
It's obvious he's a Sunday driver, holding up the traffic like this.
Dar uma boleia.
Literal to give a ride.
Posso dar-te uma boleia até à estação de comboios.
I can give you a ride to the train station.
Pedir boleia.
Literal to ask for a ride.
Não tenho carro, posso pedir-te boleia.
I don't have a car, can I ask you for a ride?
Carripana.
Old and unreliable car.
A carripana dele avariou outra vez no caminho para o trabalho.
His old car broke down again on the way to work.
Chasso.
Literal old and in bad condition car. Clunker or beater.
Ele continua a conduzir aquele chasso, apesar dos problemas constantes.
He keeps driving that clunker despite the constant problems.
Cude Judas.
Literal Judas's ass. Nowhere or middle of nowhere.
A casa dela fica no cu de Judas, é difícil de lá chegar.
Her house is in the middle of nowhere, it's hard to get there.
Onde Judas perdeu as botas.
Literal. Where Judas lost his boots. Far away place or middle of nowhere.
Ele vive num sítio onde Judas perdeu as botas, demora horas para chegar à cidade.
He lives in a place in the middle of nowhere, it takes hours to get to the city.